321, good luck, have funds being exchanged. And we are live as we follow ANTK out of the Bizanu spawn. Tossing grenades over near that central area, near the long stairwell there. He's got the LR-300 out. He gets support from his teammate. That is Monar and Gumball. They enter the missile silo area under heavy attack. Herpu, the first gamer, dead for FPS. FPS doing a good job here, though, but under heavy attack is .com now. The last gamer remaining. He's retreating very quickly. Looking for support from Team Charlotte and Rock coming through there the last minute. Able to help out as .com died, but getting support from his clan, FPS clan, goes up 1-0. Underneath the tunnel, a lot of action. Big grenade, that coming from .com. He not doing well there. Caught a grenade, not what you're really supposed to do here as we go inside the game with Rock of FPS clan. He's got Charlotte supporting his run as they look to infiltrate the spawn area of Bizanu's. And as they do, Zap pulls out his AK-103, puts a little hurting on them. Butterfungus hanging back as well. G36. Herpo, the last gamer left alive here, and he's quickly retreating as he gets one kill on to Zap, but not before Butterfungus removes his life. So it's tied up here, one apiece. As we go with Bizanu's very quickly over to the Oak Park area, climbing the walls here and in to the temple walkway. We go past the waterfall there, past the pond. And it's Bizanu's on the charge here very quickly, doing a good job as they come up to the upper tunnel. .com coming through very quickly along with Rock. Both get taken out. Gumball there on the last kill. We pick it up with Butterfungus. G36 action over near the central area. Looking to make a move over into the missile launch pad. As he does, he picks up ANTK. ANTK now going down one of the hallways, dropping back into that Oak Park section. And again, Herpo under heavy attack. And that was Monar from Bizanu's getting the last kill here. 2-1 is our score. As we spawn with FPS, out of the spawn they come. We stick with Rock here. .com and Charlotte making a run down the tunnel towards the service door. And as they do, they pick up one of their clanmates hanging tough in there. And from behind, that was Herpu doing a good job. He gets the drop on ANTK, killing him, going back up that ladder and coming out just near the gazebo hallway. Monar 6 kills him. And over at the end of the tunnel, making a run back toward that temple walkway, it is Butterfungus. Butterfungus, the sole survivor here for Bizanu's, as he's also the leading scorer with 7 so far. Doing a nice job. Gets the kill on Charlotte just above the tunnel. He is hit. He's got 50% of his health left. He heals himself. G36 still out, looking to take on Herpu. I don't know if he knows where Herpu is. Yes, he does. And as he comes around the corner, G36 loving Herpu on the receiving end. 3-1 now, our score in favor of Bizanu's. As we pick it up in the game with Butterfingers, he's got Zap in front of him. As they pull up on the west side of the tunnel, up the rounded stairwell they go, and they come out on the opposing side, making a move towards that central area. And as they do, we see Charlotte and a Butterfungus exchanging gunfire, and it's going to be Butterfungus who comes out on top. Rainbow, a smart move, gets blown away just inside the missile launch pad. Oh, big kill there. Last kill, that Gumball meeting up with Herpu once again, and Herpu dying. So Herpu not doing too well here. Second score, leading score for FPS, right behind Charlotte with 5. As I stated here, Butterfungus all over for Bizanu's. 11 kills for him so far. We're just about 5 minutes into the match as we pick it up with ANTK retreating very quickly up the central stairs over towards the iron gates, dropping a couple grenades down the lookout. Herpu catches one of them. Second grenade does not kill anybody, it does catch one of the FPS gamers. That is Charlotte under heavy attack by ANTK under the tunnel, and it gets the kill. Nice work there with the LR-300. As we switch over to Rock, who's on top of the missile launch pad, holding that area down, last gamer remaining for FPS. Retreats back into the Oak Park area, waiting behind and now climbing over the brick wall, passing the temple walkway. As he goes in search of ANTK and Monar of Bizanews. And they are hot on his trail, and coming from behind as Rock just started to double back. It is Monar with the mighty LR-300 able to kill him and get yet another point here for Bizanews. And I spoke about this here in the opener. Sort of a strange map choice here, but so far it's being favorable to Bizanews. 5-1 is our score. As we start with action over on the missile launch pad, Com taking on three shooters from Bizanews, and under heavy attack from behind, Monar gonna get the kill. Rock, though, coming up the stairs near the central area. He's looking to make a move inside the missile launch pad. Not able to infiltrate that as Rock spammed by Monar. Once again, 6-1 here, our score. And it's all Bizanews to start this round. Looking down the long supporting hallway leading in to the missile launch pad. The Ivy Hallway, as we have dubbed it here. We saw a couple gamers from Bizanews, but now we see FPS walking down that way. Big grenade. Two gamers from Bizanews. They don't go down. Charlotte catches a bullet from Gumball. And then ANTK cleans up Charlotte. So teams trade kills right there. And right now it is Bizanews who's got the two-gamer advantage. It's a 3-on-2. Make that a 3-on-1. And just like that, the last gamer for FPS. Lifeless body falls to the ground. That being scored out 7-1. There's a grenade that didn't make it over the wall. You got to be careful about that. Grenade did make it over the wall. ANTK hits himself with it. We hear action taking place above the tunnel. That is Rock dying after hitting the left legs a couple of times. Then takes a big chest shot. Switch action over to Herpu. Herpu walking very quietly, very slowly into the Oak Park area. Nobody home there for Bizanews. He's going to climb over the wall, continue on down to that temple walkway. As ANTK quickly making his way through the maze of hallways here on at UT Sanctuary, passing the koi pond, he does see one of his teammates as he finally catches up with him over near the central area, being joined there by Butterfungus. As Gumball leading the charge here, Gumball meeting up with Herpu. G36 doing the talking here for Herpu. Under attack from front and behind. Herpu never had a chance. He was able to take down one of the four gamers there. Not able to survive. So good try by Herpu. Unfortunately, that does not get them a point. 8-1, they are down. Herpu now taking a position up on the missile launch pad. Has .com in front of him. .com looking down that long Ivy hallway. He is hit with a grenade. Has about 30% health. He's going to have to get some sexual healing here from one of his teammates. And I'm surprised. And here comes Herpu. Herpu finally heals up his teammate here. We're going to hold here just for another moment. We see Menor coming through. And Menor gunned down after exchanging kills there with .com. Hooper gets the last kill here. For FPS Clan, they stop the bleeding. They get a point back. 8-2 is our score as we approach the 10-minute mark halfway through UT Sanctuary. You hear the grenades going off there in the background. Gunfire erupting as we follow. Who do we follow here? We follow Bizanews. We're over in the Oak Park. In the Oak Park area. As Rainbow trying to come through the back way. Trying to come through the Temple walkway. Not able to do so. Some good defensive ground there for Bizanews as three of them heal up and make their way toward the missile launch pad, that being ANT and Zap. Zap now reverses courses, goes back down the Ivy hallway. Nice little wall jump by there. ANTK gets a kill on Rock over the wall. That is Zap. Zap doing an excellent job. Nice work there by Zap to get over the wall. Outguns. Who did he outgun there? Rock and Bisonnouz gets that 1 point. They just surrendered right back. 9-2 our score. We follow it up above the tunnel in the hallway. Charlotte and Herpu. Charlotte catches a grenade. Herpu explodes into itty-bitty pieces. Oh, coming down the stairs, Munar never had a chance. Neither did Rock. Munar did get the kill there. 10-2 is our score. I apologize for that little slip up there. We try to follow all the action here. He drops a grenade. ANTK pick. Oh, I wondered what he was doing. ANTK drops a grenade, then picks it up. Being assaulted over in at the Oak Park area. Bisonnouz sort of stuck in their spawn here for just a minute. As we see Herpu once again, G36 out running the tunnels here. .com and Charlotte now head down the stairwell into the temple walkway. Looking to go over the wall to the Oak Park area. They do. ANTK under heavy assault. Taken out. .com will get the kill. Munar now trying to chase down FPS Clan. He hops over the wall, but from behind he is hit by Rainbow. And Zap able to gun down Herpu as Rainbow now taking the place that Munar had. Munar and Zap under attack, but it is going to be Rainbow who dies at the hands of Zap here over near the Oak Park area. 11-2 is our score now. So running with the big dogs, that is what Bisonnouz is doing today. 11-2 so far here on the Sanctuary, and this could have been a very good choice for them as they're playing very well here, jumping out to a big lead. A comfortable lead over FPS Clan. As we follow Munar now down above the tunnel. Through a couple zigzag hallways. Out onto the Ivy hallway they come. And just like that, we see a win in the background. A flawless victory here for Bisonnouz. As they are just taking it to FPS Clan. Who, as I said here, was the third league champions. And right now, the second league not being too nice to them. Not being too kind. They are down big. 12-2 as we follow Herpu once again above the tunnel. G36 out. He turns right, goes down the hallway, comes out and near the koi pond, just at the opposite end of the Ivy hallway. Under heavy attack, it's Zap coming through, and Zap gonna get the kill here to end the round for Bisonnouz once again. Score now 13-2, and yes, this does constitute an ass whipping. As we still have 7 minutes, being it's a relatively small map, I do think FPS will be able to get maybe 1 or 2 points back here in the remaining 7 minutes. But this map belongs to Bisonnouz. They're going to cruise in to UT Casa with a very comfortable lead. As FPS Clan going to look forward to the second round here. Gumball catches a grenade. A nice toss there by .com just coming through the doorway. And who do we have now trying that same move? That's Zap. Zap going to try to come through .com once again, holding down his position. Whips out another HE grenade. Tosses it in there. None of the Bisonnouz gamers coming through. But from behind, look out. .com and Herpu under heavy attack. But Butterfungus slips and dies. .com getting the kill. But it's going to be Zap, ANTK coming from the front side there to clean up. Two FPS gamers is Rainbow now, the sole survivor for FPS, being very quiet, just passing. I believe he's passing the koi pond there. Is he negative? He is not. He's just coming out on the upper rest area above the tunnel, making a move down the hallway now, turns left and going to come out at the end of the Ivy hallway. As we switch in-game here, following all the action on the mini-map, we have action near the koi pond. ANTK has hit Rainbow twice in the legs. He is bleeding. He does recover though. He's got an HE grenade out, but he's not able to get it off before Zap takes him out with the LR-300, 14-2. And as I said in the pregame show, a lot of one-sided matches early on in these group stages. Maybe clans trying to feel each other out here, see what they are like. You know, maybe it's just first match jitters too. Who knows? Very one-sided. This one, no difference. 14-2 is our score as we battle over near the koi pond. A lot of action taking place. You can hear the LR-300 there in the background going off. .com catching one of those bullets and coming through the doorway and out in the koi pond area. That was Herpu. And again, he meets up with a couple of shiny bullets that had his name on it. Bisonnouz out cruising this Friday evening. here on UT Sanctuary. It has been nothing but Beeson news from the word go. After exchanging points there early on, 1-1, that was as close as it has ever been. Beeson news has not looked back since then. They've built on about a 5-6-7 point lead before FPS Klein ever got their second point. And at 4.5 minutes to go, we're just gonna wait it out here. Not much else we can do. Herpel under attack does a fine job, able to outgun Gumball as he quickly retreats over to the central area, jumps down on the steps as he is going to await the masses here in the name of Beeson News. Which way are they going to come from? We switched in-game to the mini-map. As we see the two Beeson News gamers coming up above the tunnel, we're going to have some firefight here. Herpu, nice work. 1G36 kill. Can he get the other one? Yes, he can. Great work there on Butterfungus and Gumball. As Herpu showing FPS has a little bit left in the tank, they get 1 point back, 15-3. An outnumbered attack there for FPS, but Herpu doing a nice job taking two gamers down. Rainbow, big kill up on the missile launcher as Beeson News coming through very quickly into that section of the map. We're down to a 2-on-2 as we pick it up with ANTK. He is going solo here as he now picks up his teammate Gumball, tosses a grenade over the top of the wall. Rainbow coming actually out of the corner, was waiting for that from Beeson News. Does not play into FPS Clan's favor as Rainbow gets outgunned. It was a 2-on-1 odd man rush as we start with Rainbow once again. Again, another 2-on-1 there. Rainbow on the wrong end of that 2-on-1. He gets taken out just near the central area entrance to the tunnel. Dropping down into the tunnel we go. It is .com going 1-on-1 with ANTK, but it's going to be Herpu on the giving in there, helping out his clanmate .com. Is .com and Herpu now take a run down the hallway. There's a big SRH shot. We heard that to go off in the background. Not sure who was on the wrong end of that shot. I believe nobody. As .com gets him the second time, that was Butterfungus. Is .com whipping out the big, bad SRA to try to do some damage here, maybe to get some quicker kills, seeing as the automatic weapons are not slowing down a Beeson News, as we follow .com and Herpu now in it too. Into the temple walkway, just above, up on the door ledge, it was Zap of a BZN waiting for the two gamers. And be lucky it was a 2-on-1 because it was Herpu there with, it was Herpu with the last kill, and the point goes to FPS Clan. We're inside 2 minutes now, a minute 50 and counting. As action taking place over in the central area very quickly, Herpu getting the final kill once again here for FPS Clan. They've rattled off two in a row. Can they make it three and draw 1 point closer to Beeson News? We will have to find out here. As we spawn with FPS Clan, we are with Rock and Charlotte holding down the Ivy hallway. As they join up, looking to go into the Oak Park area, where we see two gamers from Beeson News coming over, Charlotte and Rock, taking on Butterfungus under heavy attack, whipping out the Beretta and doing a nice job there. But, oh, two quick kills from Gumball. Charlotte and Rock were actually healing behind one of the oak trees, and Gumball got the drop on them, able to take both of them out. That hurts here for FPS as we now go 1-on-1 on the missile launcher. Herpu and Gumball going at it. It's going to be a big DE shot from Herpu's 50 caliber Desert Eagle that gets them the point. They've now gone at 3 in a row here, 16-6. As Herpu got 2 of the last 3 points here for his clan. That is why it is a team game, folks. Down to your last gamer, Herpu whipping out the can of whoop-ass as we see Rock. Not sure what Rock was doing, just standing there looking the wrong way. Butterfungus coming through into the Oak Park area, is able to gun down Charlotte with his HK G36. Is the bleeding has stopped. Rainbow shot dead by Moar here. 14 seconds to go, so this will be the final round here on UT Sanctuary. As we start with Rock, who takes a bit of splash damage from an HE grenade, retreating now down and over to the rest area near the tunnel. Zap coming through, tosses a grenade before he makes his charge and actually stops and retreats, goes back in at two, back into that temple walkway. As we see some action in the background there, as we try to get over and catch that torn asunder, that was Monar. Somebody's got the AK-103 out, and that looks like it, who was that? That was Charlotte, Clan FPS here. We pick it up with Rock and Charlotte, in fact, and they get the last two kills. They get the last 4 points out of five. Nice job there by FPS to put on a little bit of a comeback there in the last couple of seconds. 17-7 is our score. We're going to step away, come back here with the second round on UT Casa. It's Oswald. We're inside the game. Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup action, and we'll be right back.
And let's see, who wants wheat eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants wheat eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's math.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio ICG.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up!
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back inside the game. It's Oswald here with you as we are bringing you all the Clan Base Urban Terror Spring 2005 Cup action. So long. And there we go. We are set. Match begins 3-2-1. And have fun. Good luck as we spawn with FPS Clan, and there we go. That's not the good thing to do. Tossing grenades over the top of UT Casa. They do it twice. That was Black Apple. One of the subs here for FPS Clan, and FPS looks like they're going to be content for the most part to hold down the patio courtyard. Got a couple of gamers making a move over toward that Market Square Alley. That is the T Alley looking it down toward the Fountain Alleyway. Fountain Courtyard as we make a move down. The Alley Timbers under heavy attack. Rainbow Butterfingers taking him out with a G36. Gumble over near the obligatory crate. Gets shot in the head and killed. And just like that, Bizinu's starting where they left off very quickly. 1-0 here. All the action taking place over in the marketplace. We spawn once again with FPS. This time they make a move over toward the marketplace to begin the action. Down the alley, Timbers, they come being led by Herpu. Herpu decides to stop and to come back. Now .com. And Herpu Rainbow, and that was a .com big SR8 shot there. ANTK hanging back. He's got the SR8 out now, switches to the MP5K, but as he comes up, it is not going to be needed. His clanmates all over FPS Clan. A flawless victory there, 2-0 early on. As we pick it up with another substitution here for BZN, for Bizen News, that is Barr. And just as we get to Barr, as he turns a corner here in it to the upper fountain hallway, he is met by fire. He is under attack and killed. ANTK now under heavy attack. That is Black Apple coming through the upper fountain hallway with his LR-300. He reloads and takes aim at two fleeing Bizanu's members, one of them being Butterfungus, who decides to hold back now. MP5K out, pointed in the direction of Black Apple, but not able to get a kill there. As we now switch in-game here with Black Apple, he and Rainbow trying to heal each other up and trying to fend off the attack by BZ, and it is Gumball and a Butterfungus. Butterfungus kills Black Apple with his G36 over in the courtyard alley, just coming out of that upper fountain hallway. Retreating very quickly down, it is Rainbow, the last gamer alive for FPS. He does have the SR8 out, and we're going to go inside the game. We are first person with Rainbow. Now let's see what sort of damage he can cause with the SR8. Coming past the marketplace, So we switch to the in-game map here. Taking a shot at Butterfungus. He quickly retreats and heads down to the alley. Timbers, Rainbow playing cat and mouse here with the last two gamers of Beeson News, Gumball and Butterfungus. Butterfungus and Gumball just coming through the fountain alley. Now it looks like they're going to make a move here and try to catch Rainbow off guard. But Rainbow has made his way over to the courtyard alley, coming through the alleyway here. Going to peek his head into the fountain alley. Nobody home there for Beeson News as we hit the one-minute mark here in the round. As this little game of keep away continues, we find some action. Big Red Wind victory there. Gumball coming through very quickly to get the kill on Rainbow. They take a 3-0 lead here early on. FPS going to have to figure out something here very quickly as Beeson News playing very well here on this level, even with the ping disadvantage. Black Apple underneath the covered archway on the foyer, taking aim at Bar. Bar whips out an HE grenade, tosses it in, and that grenade going to fall harmlessly. Nobody there as Black Apple had backed off back under the foyer. Now he makes a run down and over towards the main score alley where we pick up the action with Herpu. G36 out. Up above on the bridge, that is FPS Clan taking the high ground. Rainbow with the kill on low. Bar of BZN also catches a couple of bullets. Butterfinger, last gamer alive, SR8'd. The game has been paused. Butterfungus, it's gone 9-9-9. So looks like he is back. The game's going to resume in just about 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. And game on, we are back in. He is back. And Tasso, another quick pause there. So we got to wait out another 10 seconds, and we're back down to the last 3 seconds here. 2-1, 3-1 is our score here, and we do respawn. We pick it up with Beeson News and a Butterfungus out of the covered passage spawn way down the new alley, looking in to the place quickly. Coming through that is Charlotte on the opposing end, coming past the alley. Timbers picks up grenade, long toss, but coming through the Market Square alley, that was low. Low gets the drop, but it's going to be Butterfungus with the kill on Charlotte. Grenades being exchanged now down the alley. Timbers.com and Black Apple over near the old alleyway, near the spawn point. And somebody defensive shell here. FPS basically doing their best not to lose the round, but unfortunately that defensive play is hurting them here as we see Barrow coming through very quickly over near that old alley spawnway, taking out two more FPS members. That leaves Rainbow once again. So Rainbow going to have to fend for his life once again. As he picks it up, he hits ANTK in the left leg with an SRH shot. Finding more resistance. That is Rainbow. He is injured. He is hurt. He's able to gun down ANTK. Nice work there, but very quickly to clean that action up. That was Butterfungus just over in the new alleyway under the Marketplace patio. And B's 4-1 now. Looking like they have everything in control. And this is just how FPS started out last round, too. Falling behind very quickly after getting an early round win. Beeson News trying to come through the upper fountain hallway. Not going to have any of that action. Bar now retreating and running down the foyer. Across the bridge he goes, and he hooks up with his other four clanmates. Now all of them over in. Actually, check that. Make that three clanmates now as ANTK caught an SR8 round from Rainbow through the arched foyer. Down the alley, Timbers, Beeson News goes as we pick it up with Bar once again coming past the Market Square alley as he hops the wall, pulls himself up into the marketplace, and just as he does that, we see Butterfungus getting the final MP5 kill on Rainbow of FPS. Score ping times increasing here for Beeson News, but as their ping time increases, so does their lead. Imagine that. Score now 5-1, and Beeson News of Poland cruising along here in this group stage match. FPS going to have a very uphill battle from here on out as they have 13 minutes. But even that, I don't think, is enough for FPS Clan. as we pick it up with Charlotte and Herpu coming through the courtyard alleyway into the courtyard itself. Under heavy attack, it is Barr taking out Charlotte with his G36. Black Apple holding back, as was Rainbow. Rainbow injured, bleeding, and bleeds to death. Low on that attack there. As we now see Gumball coming through the upper fountain hallway, Black Apple retreating. He's got the DE out, and you know when you switch to your pistol, you are in trouble. That usually means you are out of ammo. Not sure if that was a case for Black Apple, but nonetheless, he is dead. Another point awarded to BZN. 6-1 here is our score as we hit the 12-minute mark. And another one-sided match so far. Even though FPS did show flashes of brilliance during the last fleeting minutes of UT Sanctuary, our first-round map, they have just not been able to put anything together here. They came out a bit defensive, and now they're somewhat playing individualistic as members going every which way with no support. And that is causing them to fall one by one. There's another kill. Barr coming up the stairs to the upper fountain hallway patio. Takes out Black Apple, getting another kill here. Bizanu's staying in groups of two and three, doing a fine job here. Quizzes.com in trouble here up on the patio area near the fountain. And again, another flawless victory. That is a second flawless Bizanu's. Score now 8-1. FPS a bit baffled here in this round as they were the champions third league last year, but right now that championship form, I just don't see it, unfortunately, as they're having a lot of difficulty with Bizanu's. Take nothing away from Bizanu's. They are a good clan here. As I said, ranked number two in Poland, only behind Team Pentagram, CNN. As we see Gumball leading the charge through the new alleyway, turns to his right, outguns Gumball, I believe that was. Nope, check that. That was Rainbow. Bizanu's working on another flawless victory. This will be back-to-back flawlesses. Can they get it? Black Apple under attack has got like half a bar of health left. And we'll have to see. Black Apple now going to have to run for his life. Nice HE grenade toss in the direction of Gumball. It catches him as he comes through the market alley. So no flawless victory there. Barr coming down the backside of the alley timbers. He gets the final kill on Black Apple. Score now 9. As Bizanu's putting on a good display of skills here. Some solid teamwork on the part of Bizanu's. As every run they have made, they have had support from clanmates. And they have been more or less on the offensive all game long as we see Barr coming through the upper fountain hallway. Unfortunately, he meets up with the G36 of Herpu, whose name we have not called much here this round. He only has 4 kill. Rainbow leading all FPS clan gamers with 9 kills. And as he turns around, coming out of that courtyard alleyway, he hooks up with Low and Low, trying to sneak up behind Herpu. Does not make a successful attempt, though. Herpu getting the kill on him as well. And we are going to stay right here with Herpu. He is the last standing gamer for FPS. And here comes ANTK up passing the fountain. He's going to come up the stairwell onto the patio under heavy attack as he tries to switch to his SR8. Not able to do so. Big DE blast there from Herpu. Nice work. Sends the gamer all the way across the map. Who was that gamer? That was Butterfungus. Butterfungus was taught to fly there, folks. Yes, he flew all the way across the fountain courtyard as Herpu stops the bleeding for FPS Clan, gets 1 point back. Our score now 9-2. But the advantage still goes to BZN here. Herpu doing a nice job. See, we were talking about him, and he starts to play very well. 3 kills to increase his 7 here in the match. As we switch over to the marketplace action where all the death and a destruction taking place. .com 2-on-1 odd man rush. Check that, make that 3-on-1. And .com catches out more than one shiny bullet. But you know what? All it takes is one bullet in your head and you go down. And that is what happened to FPS Clan that round. .com trying to play catch with those golden bullets. Again, not what you want to do here in Urban Terror or any other game for that matter. Coming through the courtyard, the marketplace alley, that was Black Apple. He decided to drop down, go underneath the bridge. Good move there. Grenade explodes on top of the bridge as he now takes aim with the G36 across the old alleyway. Picks up a clanmate. That is .com as we see Rainbow catching more bullets here from BZN Barr. over on the other side of the map as we pick it up with Bar and Butter Fungus. They're up on the patio adjacent to the fountain courtyard at the opposing end of that hallway, the upper fountain hallway. Here comes Black Apple making a run. He gets to the middle of that hallway. Thought he could try to surprise Butter Fungus and Bar injured now. Black Apple's got the DE out. You better switch, my friend. Here comes Butter Fungus trying to get up on top. Not going to work. Butter Fungus actually, it looks like he got the kill. Yes, he did. He took down Black Apple. Great work there by Butter Fungus as BZN split up there and got the flanking maneuver on FPS Clan. FPS Clan, they get the kill. 11-2 is our score now. As we just go inside 7 minutes, you hear all the action that taking place over near the main square alley. Bodies falling everywhere. And the only one left standing is Charlotte here for FPS. And FPS, right now the man advantage, four on one, as Butterfung is left standing alone here. Which I think is a first today. And just as Butterfung is about to reload, coming down the old alleyway just off the courtyard patio, it is Charlotte there to put the round away for FPS. Get another point, 11-3. As we spawn with FPS once again, we quickly follow the action with .com. Under the bridge, he goes, making a move over toward that main square alley. He comes through the T-intersection. Nobody home there for Biza News. As he turns back under attack, it is Gumball chasing down .com, but .com gets the kill. As .com also gets healed by Charlotte, I'm surprised that not more gamers for FPS are carrying med packs. That is one of those vital items that clans need to be successful. It definitely will improve your longevity in the round if one, possibly two of your gamers do carry med kits. Right now, .com under attack, retreating over near the red spawn, and he is outgunned by Low. A DE kill there to win the round, and as I check it, we do have two gamers, and for BZN, carrying med kits, more grenades coming over the top of the map. That's a bit of a no-no there, but we will let that fly. And yes, that will be corrected in the port to ETUT as we see .com bleeding now, getting a kill there in the middle of the fountain courtyard, calling for assistance from a clanmate as we see Black Apple come with the med kit. And I sort of take that comment back. I do see two gamers here for FPS Camp carrying med kits. So I dared go into battle without one, but those two gamers just were not alive at that time. We follow .com down the alley. Timbers making his move in it too. The alleyway coming past the T-intersection near the main square alley. He picks up Black Apple in front of him. They make their move in it too. The patio courtyard coming through the courtyard alleyway where they pick up Butter Fungus just making a move off the arched foyer. Butter Fungus never saw Black Apple, who gets the final kill here. And just like last round, here comes FPS making a bit of a run. They've got the last two rounds, but it could be too little too late, as it's going to be a huge advantage to overcome. Right now, 8 points separate BZN and FPS here into this round. 12-8 our score. And FPS out and running very quickly here, unlike what they haven't been doing much of the round. Butterfungus now under attack, retreating toward that courtyard alleyway. As he takes a stance over near the fountain courtyard entrance, he is gunned down by .com's G36. .com coming through, letting loose with a couple of rounds. Charlotte now making a move inside the fountain courtyard, has Bar in her sights, taking out Bar for the victory here. And just like last round, about the same time, FPS decides, hey, I think we need to play here. And again, getting back into it, but it's too little too late, in my opinion, as there's going to be no way they overcome the deficit there from the first round. They might be able to overcome this deficit. 8 points. Check that. 7 points separating FPS Clan and BZ News at this point as we continue to see gamers this round from FPS dropping like flies one by one. They have three gamers dead so far, but very quickly, FPS trying to climb back in this round here. They've killed two gamers from BZ News. So we pick up the action over in the marketplace. It is Butterfingers and Bar. They also have ANTK there to support them as they make a move through the alley courtyard. Underneath the arched foyer, we come and into the alleyway under attack very quickly. It is Rainbow. He gets outgunned by ANTK, who picks up the last two kills here. It looks like we also had a team kill. Yes, we did. Butterfungus killed by his teammate there, ANTK. No harm, no foul, though, as they had already secured that victory in that round. Very quickly, action ensues over in the courtyard, the marketplace. Check that, the patio courtyard. Get it right there, Oz. Yes, I had to get it right. ANTK over in that marketplace alley. Drops a grenade, retreating very quickly. It is Black Apple and teammate. Not sure who that is. That is .com. Is Butterfungus coming through. Gumball now dropping down. Going to try to take his shot up on it to the patio. They come, and it is going to be Gumball who gets the final two kills there. ANTK and a bar supporting that run by Bizanews. So for our score here at the two-minute mark, a grenade dropped up on the bridge just off the gate. Catches two gamers. Bullet also catches low from .com. Nice work there by PS to try to get this round back here. As they heal, that is Black Apple, that is .com. They heal just off the T intersection. As we see Rainbow now trying to put the hurt down on a Gumball as he quickly retreats in into the marketplace. He is injured. He is bleeding. He is retreating now down the alley. Timbers. As he picks up a clanmate, that is Butterfungus taking down Herpu at last moment. But Charlotte right there, LR300 in her hands, and she gets the final kill on a Butterfungus and a Gumball, excuse me. And another here for FPS Clan. Trying to hang tough. 14-6 here is our score as we see a big grenade taking out two clan members. Rainbow stepped on his own grenade and then killed two of his own clanmates. So that is, you're down by such a big point disadvantage there. Makes it all that much easier for Bizanews, who cruises to another victory here in this round. 15-6 now is our score. 4 minutes left in the match. As we spawn with Bar of BZN, he climbs up the wall into the upper fountain hallway, drops a grenade near the entrance over near the patio courtyard, quickly coming through. That fungus. ANTK coming through, but ANTK meets an HE grenade, a nasty little stain there left behind by ANTK. It's a 3-on-3 matchup here with 17 seconds left. Both clans have two gamers down, and this most likely is going to do it as time is slowly ticking down. Big kill there, Butterfungus, with a scoped-in G36, does a nice job as Gumball coming through. Good games already being exchanged here as this is going to do it here for this last round. And the time has been exhausted, so our last couple of games here left standing. We are in the Fountain Courtyard. We have Gumball, Butterfungus, and a bar low doing the damage here as we go down the upper fountain hallway. That is Rainbow SR8 showing off some good skills there, but it's going to be too little, too late. Herpu, I guess that makes sense. He's the last gamer standing, has been many times prior as we pick it up with him. As Gumball now on the opposite end, that is going to do it for the round. Our final score here, 15-7. We're going to come right back, wrap things up. You just heard Bizanews defeat Clan FPS right here inside the game. We'll be back in 30.
Would you like some of this? Or some of this?
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with the post-game wrap-up. Sorry, I had to do some paperwork here, get things situated. That second round was all Visa news again, all over FPS Clan, who had a very difficult day today. Could not really get much started. Our final score here, 32-14. As we look at the scores there from the second round, 15-7 was the score. Butterfungus top score there for Bizanews, 26 points. As we pull out our DeadLlamas.net players of the game for the losing clan FPS side, it is going to be Herpo. Had two very good rounds, 19 kills in the first, 14 in the second. And for winning clan of Bizanews, it is going to be Gumball. He had two very good rounds, 25-17 in the first and 21-14 in the second. So Bizanews goes on to the victory here today. Congratulations to them. And they're going to get one leg up here as they go into the second week of cup action. FPS Clan going to have to take inventory, see what they need, as they had their work cut out for them today. As they're going to have to decide what they need to do in order to be a little bit more successful next time around. And that is going to do it for us today here on Inside the Game. We do have more clan-based Spring 2005 Cup action coming your way tomorrow. As I thought I would have that in front of me here, but for some reason I don't. Like I said, I guess I should be a little bit more prepared when I come into battle. Tomorrow, Saturday, it's going to be Lusitano Clan versus Team Pentagram, another Polish clan here. We will be playing Turnpike and Casa. Again, our final score here today, 32-14 in favor of Bizanews. Again, congratulations to them. And that is going to do it. We'll see you next time. It's Oswald. Take care.